Virginia City Eyes Casino as potential cornerstone of new entertainment hub. Norfolk, Virginia. City leaders are evaluating whether the new waterfront casino being built near Harbor Park can serve as the cornerstone of a broader entertainment and nightlife district. The project, which is currently under construction, has the potential to reshape the surrounding area into a regional destination following the city's downtown nightclub crackdown in 2022. Economic Development Director Sean Washington confirmed on Friday that early planning is underway to create an entertainment district anchored by the casino in Harbor Park. Speaking after a tourism event, Washington emphasized the assets already in place, pointing to the city's AAA baseball team and the world-class casino facility. He raised the question of how the rest of the site could be leveraged to expand entertainment offerings. The city of Norfolk owns much of the land surrounding the ballpark and casino. Currently, a significant portion of that property is used as surface parking during Norfolk Tides baseball games. However, with the construction of the casino closing several of these lots, the city has encouraged fans to use downtown parking decks and take advantage of the Tide light rail system to reach the stadium. The shift reflects both the challenges and opportunities presented by development in the waterfront area. The idea of building an entertainment district in the Harbor Park area also ties into the city's past public safety decisions. In 2022, Norfolk revoked conditional use permits for several downtown nightclubs after a series of shootings in the district. Washington explained that the Harbor Park area is better positioned to host nightlife and entertainment because it is buffered by Interstate 264 and a rail line, keeping it relatively removed from residential neighborhoods. By contrast, many of the shuttered clubs were located near downtown apartment buildings where thousands of residents live. During a panel organized by Visit Norfolk, the city's tourism marketing organization, Washington outlined a vision of Norfolk developing into a vibrant urban core similar to cities such as Austin, Tampa Bay, or Nashville. He said the combination of sports, gaming, and entertainment has the potential to elevate Norfolk's profile within the region and attract both residents and visitors. More casino development still needed. Ron Bailey, general manager of the Norfolk Casino, participated in the same panel discussion and noted that the immediate priority for casino leaders is opening a temporary gambling hall tent later this year to meet state requirements. He added that progress on the permanent facility is advancing, with crews recently installing more than 2,500 concrete piles of the 4,000 needed to begin vertical construction. The permanent casino is scheduled to open in 2027 and will include 200 hotel rooms, 24 suites, a spa and fitness center, a pool and deck area, 8 restaurants, and a parking garage with space for 1,400 vehicles. Once operational, the Norfolk Casino will face competition from Rivers Casino Portsmouth, which has already generated approximately $212.4 million in gambling revenue this year, according to the Virginia Lottery. The Portsmouth property represents an early entrant into the Hampton Roads gaming market and will likely remain a rival for customers in the region. The casino development also comes as Norfolk's tourism industry experiences steady growth. Visit Norfolk reported that visitors spent $1.5 billion in the city in 2024, representing a 4.9% increase from the previous year. That activity generated $65.5 million in local tax revenue and $37.7 million for the state, reinforcing the economic importance of tourism to the city's budget. Local leaders hope that integrating the casino into a larger entertainment district can help sustain and expand this momentum.